am so excited to be recording my first episode ever. I'm so excited for this platform that I get to interact with you, encourage you, and just share with you my heart, my journey. And yeah, I hope you get encouraged. I hope that I get to be encouraged too. So, for those of you who are wondering, my name is Wahu Wanjiku. Like many of you, I wear many, many hats. I'm a pastor. I'm a sister. I am a mother to one boy. I am a daughter. I'm a friend and a neighbor. Not so long ago, I acquired another title. I am currently now an author. Really excited about that. But if you're really to ask me who God has called me to be, I would say that call comes straight out of Isaiah 58. Rebuilder of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwelling, at home, in our church, and in our world at large. My call is to help be a repairer of broken things, that is relationship and hearts, homes and systems, to point people to restoration and healing and activate hope that is found in Jesus Christ. Currently, I have two purpose vehicles. I'm the lead pastor of Activation Church, a plant of the Nairobi Chapel, Ongatarongai. I'm also the founder of God's Girl Equals Girl Power Movement. So, God's Girl is a title I've used for years. After many, many years of battling with identity crisis, I finally discovered who I truly am, a daughter, a princess in His kingdom. Settling it in my heart that I'm His beloved changed the trajectory of my life. It gave me a bounce in my walk, knowing whose I belong to, the security of being loved unconditionally. Settling it in my heart that I'm His beloved has been the greatest thing that happened to me. God's Girl Equals Girl Power Movement was nothing I had imagined or planned. It was born out of one of the most painful ordeals in my life. For many years, I had taken pride and attached my identity in the deep, loving relationships in my life. I had a tribe, one that I loved and flaunted loudly. I mean, my social media feeds were full of pictures of occasion, birthday parties, weekly lunches, endless evening coffees, sleepovers. My tribe was your tribe, girls, for real. I enjoyed that for many, many years until one day everything crumbled like lightning. It was all gone. My heart broke into so many pieces. I second-guessed myself. My self-esteem fell to the ground. My faith in God staggered. I was more lost than I had ever been. One of those nights, you know, past midnight, I'm a nocturnal person. As I wailed and cried out to God with desperation and frustration, I felt a whisper, a very clear whisper, asking, "Wahoo, so many of my girls feel the way you're feeling. So many of them are lonely, feeling rejected and left out." I had never before considered that there were girls out there who didn't have a tribe. Girls who've never experienced the magic of sisterhood and friendship. The thought of that possibility led me to creating a WhatsApp group. I posted a link on my Facebook wall and invited any Christian girl interested in godliness and sisterhood. I remember it clearly. It was 1 a.m. when I did it. I slept and woke up to a pleasant surprise. More than 200 girls had joined the group. Who knew so many of my father's daughters needed community so much? The group has continued to grow, and I'm excited that I get the opportunity to be able to connect with different amazing girls, sharing each other on godliness and building friendships. So, I am excited to have you join me on this platform as we continue to share our journey, my journey with God, and my journey as I continue to find out who I am in Christ Jesus. In the seasons of pain, I write. I love to write. In the seasons of joy, I write too. Another thing I really love to do is to talk. I am an extrovert. I enjoy conversations. And this platform allows me to have that, to have conversations with different girls in different parts of the world, in different counties. And I'm super excited about that. I know I can't be every girl's best friend, like literal best friend. I hope this podcast allows me to be every girl friend and voice of reason. I pray and hope that this platform encourages you. Hello, hello! I hope you're all doing awesome. It is Monday, and as I promised, that every Monday I'm gonna try and record this podcast. So it is midnight Kenyan time, Monday midnight. I honestly didn't think I was gonna make it to do this, but here I am, so thank God. I had someone keeping me accountable, and I'm so, so grateful that even though I am exhausted, even though I'm tired, I still get the privilege to have these conversations with you. I hope you've had a great weekend from whatever part of the world you've been at. And I really do hope that this week is as great as you pray for it to be. So, let me tell you a little bit about my last week. I had a really, really tough week. And just the usual busyness of life, the things that disappoint us as we journey through life. And this past week, I really didn't know what to do. But today, I got an opportunity to hang out with a few of my girlfriends, and I want to share about what a relief that is. I just got to share with them my struggles, talk about my week, talk about the things I'm struggling with, talk about the things I'm trusting God for, talk about the things that are disappointing me, talk about the things that are actually not happening, all those things. And I can tell you that by the time that conversation was over, I felt so much better. I feel like I have some new clarity. I feel like that I just feel a new refreshing. And the question I want to pose to each one of you today is, where do you go? Who do you go to when you're feeling disillusioned? Who do you go to when you have good news? Who do you go to when you just need a sounding board? Because friends, this is very important. Many times we journey through life, and the busyness of life can get life really lonely. And each one of us, we need someone who can speak life into us. We need someone who can call out our gifts. We need someone who can remind us when we're disillusioned. Someone to remind us where God has called us to go. Someone to speak life. Someone to pray with us, someone to hold our hands, someone to say, me too. And my prayer is, as you walk through this week, if you do not have that person, that you will intentionally begin to seek out relationships that allow you to experience that. I know we are busy. I know, I understand. But you can't be too busy for yourself. Part of self-care is actually getting someone to do life with. Friendship is important. Relationships are important. I know people are not trusted anymore, so we think. But how about we challenge ourselves to be the people that are trusted? How about we challenge ourselves to be the friends that care, the friends that love, the friends that inspire others? So, as we begin this week, my challenge to you is seek out a friend. Be there for a friend. And if you have friends in your life and you haven't found time for them, that you will intentionally reach out to them, and you can grab a cup of tea, you can grab a cup of coffee, you can hang out, you can meet on that picnic site, you can do potluck if you do not want to spend, and you guys can just get to pour in each other. I honestly pray that you have a great week.
I can't wait to connect with you again on Friday. I am looking forward. Please let me know what you'd like to hear from me, because I am so excited to be interacting with you in this space. Again, to every God girl out there, God's got you. He still has a good plan for you. Regardless of how the situation looks like right now, He still has a great plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "The plan is to prosper you. The plan is to give you a hope and a future." So, walk into this week confident of whose you belong, because your Father is a king. Your Father owns everything, and He loves you unconditionally, and He has the greatest plan for you. Thank you for tuning in. I totally appreciate you. Sending you all my love, and have a great week. Kisses.
Hello, hello, good people. I hope you're all doing all right. I am doing fantastic. I have been busy, y'all. I have been really, really busy, but I am so grateful that God has continued to take care of me. So, I am first praising God and really excited that this week I launched a new business. Yes, a new business. I have a food place, you know, a place where we're selling cooked food and also raw food. So I'm very excited about that. This has been a faith journey. Started dreaming about it sometime last year towards the end. And I, you know, started the journey, and I've had so many setbacks. I almost gave up. But I am so grateful that, you know, we were able to set up this week. I am like super, super excited about it. I am grateful, and I can't wait to see where this takes us. I posted on my WhatsApp status, you know, some of the products I was selling, and a person asked me, "Lillian, who are you and what do you really want to be known for, because you have all these things going?" And I thought it's a good question that I'd like to answer. First, who is Lillian? As I continue to say so many, many times, that Lillian is a child of God. I am God's daughter. He is my Father. Primarily, I exist here on earth to be able to serve Him, to be able to live out my life in the way that honors Him, to be able to fulfill purpose. Okay? That is my primary purpose and primary description of who I am. Why do I do all these things that I do? Like, you know, I sell merchandises, I print t-shirts, hoodies, you know, that represent my faith and things that I think men and women can wear and be able to evangelize and be able to represent God out there. And in turn, I'm able to make profit. Now, I have started this new business of food, and you know, many are wondering, okay, what's going on? People, as I said, my primary purpose really is to live out for God. But for me to be able to do this, for me to be able to focus on the call of God over my life, for me to be able to focus on all those, the things I know He wants me to do, and there are many. I'll be rolling out some of the projects I'm working on. You know, God and I are somewhere in the kitchen cooking, and I'll be rolling those off very soon. But for me to be able to do this effectively, I have intentionally decided to set aside some investments that are able to make for me some money as I focus on pursuing purpose, okay? So I am not diverting from what is my call when I do all these things, but I am actually, you know, being wise, and as just as the Ecclesiastes tells us, that you should have at least some 8 investments, so that one, if one is not making money, something else is. And as we've all learned, especially during this pandemic, is that we need to have a backup plan for the backup plan, and a backup plan for that other backup plan. And this does not mean we don't trust God. No, it actually means we have faith in God enough that when we plant seeds of investment, that He will grow them and they will flourish. So in case you're wondering what Lillian has been about, yes, this year I have intentionally decided to plant some seeds of investments and leave them to God to continue to grow them, and as I work on them, so that in turn I'm able to focus on ministry, I'm able to focus on the call of God of my life. So I am not just paper chasing, I am actually purpose chasing. That as I chase purpose, then the paper will come along. All right, what have you been up to? What are you trusting God for this year? What are the investments you're making to be able to make even passive income? Income that comes in even though you're not really there? What are you doing to ensure that you're growing yourself? And besides that, about your calling, how's that going? What are you doing about it? And yes, I am excited to hear from you, and I am looking forward to my next podcast so that we can be able to talk about my next project. Yeah, I'll be telling you what God and I are cooking. I'll be telling you what I'm going to be doing the next couple of months. And I am excited, people. Like, I really, really, really am excited. So go ye therefore and continue to make disciples, and baptize them in the name of the Father. Continue to grow in your faith. Continue to grow in your relationship with Jesus. I love you so much. And God bless you. Love you, love you, love you.